and I wrote this down so that there's no confusion. We look at three things right now in terms of determining whether a county can move from one phase to the next. We look at higher rates of new cases in the past 7 days. If that's declining over a seven-day period, we like that. Second, over a 14-day period, if there's an increase or decrease in the number, in the percentage of positive cases, again, as we see a decrease in the percentage of positive cases, that's a good thing. And then third, we're looking at outbreaks that can't be managed with contact tracing. So if an area has an outbreak for whatever reason and it doesn't look like they have the capacity to deal with it, that's a concern for us. Right now, those are the three things that we're looking at. So I can't speak specifically to Union County or any of the counties, but as we move from one place to the next, and if we ever move from, say, green back to yellow or yellow to red, these are the things that we're looking at. Again, the effort is to try to keep people safe. It's not to try to poke holes or make political judgments. It's saying, yeah, okay, you either do have the capacity, you're either going in the right direction or you're not. If you're not, that's a problem, not just for me or for you as a county commissioner, but for the constituents and citizens who live in that area. So we're just trying to do what we do when Republicans or Democrats do a county health or a health check at a restaurant or a fire check to see if you're staying within your capacity. All those things, those are efforts to try to do what we can to give guidance to keep people safe.
Could you shed some light on the sort of the logistics of the decision making? Because you obviously have this meeting where you have your experts and your cabinet tell you things. And yeah. Are you vetoing counties or are you just accepting what they're telling you?
Me? I'm accepting. The decisions that these folks are coming to me with are not political decisions. These are decisions based on the three criteria right now that I'm talking about. Tomorrow it might be different. We might learn some new things. But right now, this is what we're dealing with. As you recall, back in the early days, we didn't have a lot of data. We were looking at fairly crude measures, like how many cases per 100,000. Well, some of that depended on how many tests, what your testing capacity was. I think we're getting better and better at this. The hope is a month from now, we'll be even better.